RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's D-Lo and KC here on KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Our man Jason Jones going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. Kings practice here in Sacramento today. Shout out to our man Sean Cunningham over at KCRA. He asked Keegan Murray was asked about the Kings 6-20 start.
Struggled to this extent. What's that been like for you, just mentally dealing with all that in the day-to-day process?
Yeah, it sucks. I haven't been on a team like that has lost this many games, and I don't even know how long. So even in high school and in college, so it's not ideal. It's something that's really new to me, and I don't really like it. So hopefully we can turn this around, and I think winning is the best feeling in the world, and losing, going home, it's terrible. Honestly, can't imagine how you guys feel too. So,
does it, Keegan? You've been a part of, you know, good groups, and again, just to reiterate that point, good seasons, good. The togetherness has been kind of a focal point, and Dennis just talked about it a little bit. Doug's talked about how it could be better. Like, does it take a toll, like, on that aspect of team building and being a cohesive, connected group?
Yeah, I think especially when your team's not. I mean, for me, it's not as together as the first couple of years that I've been here, and then you stack on the losses and then just the turnover. I think it obviously takes a toll on everyone as a team, and when you're coming back to practice and you're losing games and guys aren't on the same page, it's obviously not an ideal scenario to be in, but you got to figure it out in the NBA because there's teams that have gotten to the playoffs that have been like that, and it's just something you got to figure out.
Keegan Murray right there, courtesy of Sean Cunningham. What's got you laughing?
I'm not going to say because I'm going to leave it alone. But TC pointed something out in the chat that I couldn't unsee once I saw.
Is it a hairline?
I'm going to leave his hairline alone, man. I don't know. Maybe it's not the same barber.
I just don't think it's combed forward. I think that's all it is. I don't. Come on, man. We ain't gonna do Keegan
that's
like that.
That's what I said.
Like,
that's why I didn't. Man. I was just
man,
saying.
You over here cackling on the camera. Like I'm gonna bring it up. Like look. It's just not combed forward. Right?
No. Because look on his right side, it looks like that's it's lined up.
It does.
And the other
look
one.
Like that. Oh.
That's an easy fix though. It's better than my hairline. Can't fix that.
Oh, nah, this ain't, nah, something, that's not his hairline. Something's wrong.
Like I said, maybe it was a new barber. It's probably see, right just there, it looks good.
It's probably just bunched up. Like, Keegan not going out like that.
Well, what you mean? How? How is it bunched up? I don't see it.
He's got waves, so he had a cap on. That can't be Keegan Murray's hairline. It can't be.
Maybe that's a little lift right there.
It can't be. Like he has waves. He clearly had a cap on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
No one. First of all, no barber did that, and no one. And if he did, there's no way Keegan survived practice without getting ridiculed by the entire team.
I believe he's a 3-point shooter still.
See, he took his cap off. It has to be what it is. He had a wave cap on. It has to be. That's not his hairline.
I'm believing the same thing. I'm believing the same thing as you. But he said, I wasn't even paying attention, and then DC said something, and I couldn't unsee it.
Your man Keegan alone. Man, I see we got videos from Doug Christie. So it's Doug, Dennis, and Keegan. That was obviously a part of Keegan Murray's media scrum. This is going to sound terrible, man, and I'm really sorry. I don't have any interest in hearing what Doug has to say because he just can't say anything different. Like I'll read Sean's write-up real quick. Doug chats about the practice time ahead of Thursday's game. Accentuating the positives from the little progression he's witnessing, the impact of Precious, and the hope of DeMontis returning soon. It's cool, Doug.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Like, it's work to watch Doug's press conference now because it's like, yeah, they lost by 20. Like, what's he going to say?
Yeah.
I don't expect him to say anything at this point.
What's Dennis talking about?
Mm.
Dennis typically doesn't have much to, like,
he doesn't, really, and sometimes he talks.
I wonder if
he talks lower than you do.
I wonder if he talked about the injury.
Okay. Let's see. Let's check in with Dennis Schroeder here from practice today. Always. Oh, good. Practice is still happening as they're talking. This is always fun. Got one of KC's earrings in.
I mean, go out there, do it as a team, doing it together. I mean, practice hard, you know, with intensity, okay. Try to get better.
Come on, man. Seriously. Hey, all right. It's cool, Dennis. Hold on.
Is everybody just kind of melted in?
I mean, I'm not trying to do that to Dennis. I just don't know what I expect them to say.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's kind of everybody kind of talking in cliches right now.
What he's seen being out of action, suffering another injury with Zach LaVine out, needing the roster to come together, trying to pick.
Everybody just kind of talking in cliches, and I know there's only so much they can say. Like, to a certain degree, like, what can you say?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's going to change the fortunes of this team right now.
I don't.
That, but how many guys are, like, expecting to be here soon?
Yeah, and there's that, too. They know it's December 15th. Dennis is on KC's player to watch. That's why Dennis took his earrings back.
Stay and go out there and compete on the highest level, you know. And
I'm gonna give him a minute.
I think when you do that and you out compete your opponent, it gives you a chance to win, and that's what we have to get to.
Now that you're back in action, I guess reflecting back on that injury that you had, was it surprising that you were out as long as you were?
Yeah, I mean, I could have been out longer, I think, but I want to be out there. I want to, you know, be there for my teammates, for the organization, to win games, and at the end of the day. Everybody dealing with something, you know. It's 82 games in like 6 to 8 months, but I'm back and available and try to win games.
Does it feel like you guys could be in a different place if you know the injuries hadn't hit you so hard?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is where we at right now, and we just try to get out of it. Good thing about the NBA, we got 82 games. We can stay together, get better each day, and try to, you know, get some wins now. And basketball, sports, injuries happen. You don't want them to happen, but.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I just lost complete interest.
No, look, on a side note, Dennis, when he goes, when Dennis goes, it's a good thing that we have 82 games. Did you see when Chris Jones didn't know he got eliminated and they delivered the news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was
tough. Goes,
the he good got thing told is, during a live press conference that his team did not make the playoffs.
He said, the good thing is, you know, we got a puncher's chance. And they go, you got eliminated. He said, oh, we're eliminated? Oh, well.
Hey, I mean, in a way, good for him for not knowing, I guess. Like, hey, you just get out there, you focus on the game. I don't know.
So, still have fighting chance. Are we out of the playoffs?
Yeah.
We are.
That's SpongeBob, that noise.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's from SpongeBob. So,
still have fighting chance. Are we out of the playoffs?
Yeah.
We are? Okay.
That's tough.
Why'd they put the SpongeBob on there?
That's tough. Hell, play that music for the Kings after every game.
Oh, jeez.
I don't even know what the music means. I know that was funny, though. That's funny as hell.
You know, I don't know. Call me a mark for it. I think it's more with the Kings. It's more a case where they're just not good enough as opposed to they don't care, they're not trying. There are some games where they just get beat down and I see them check out early. And I'm going to talk about that. But the other games, I see them, like, competing. Like, I see a guy like Russ, like the Indiana game. You know, they're down 19. They didn't check out. They kept playing. And I think that happens more times than not. When I see these guys talk and they talk about the season, I see more frustration on their face as opposed to indifference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, and I don't know how it could be this baffling. But they really seem baffled that, like, they can't, that they're just a sorry team.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that they're beyond the point of changing the fortunes of the season and now people's minds are elsewhere. But, yeah, I think they're just like, man, I can't believe we're this bad. Like, you look at all the different components, we don't hate each other. We're still kind of trying. We're good basketball players and we've had good careers. Why are we this bad? And they just, when I see them, I just see them like, I can't understand how we're this bad.
Do you think they believe they can win basketball games? Like, do you think they step on the floor regardless of the opponent? Indiana, Brooklyn, or Oklahoma City, or Denver. Do you think that those guys enter a game thinking that they can win? I don't. I don't think they do.
I think most of them go into the game not believing they can win.
I think in the end they know at some point what's going to happen the other night's going to happen. You're going to fight, you're going to fight, you're going to fight, you're going to fight. You're going to make a mistake. That team is going to do something. You're going to make another mistake. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you just miss a shot. Mm-hmm. And then that team does something. And that Indiana game, or excuse me, that Minnesota game where it looked like, hey, they're competing. They're down by 14? What? I think inevitably it feels like they know that that's inevitable.
You're probably right. John Bull in the chatty house says, I think they can win until somebody punches them in the mouth, then it all falls off. And I think that's accurate. I think, unfortunately, I think they believe that. Like, because I never understand how after a game, multiple times, they can acknowledge, like, yeah, you know, things don't go our way, and then one thing doesn't go our way, and then it just spirals. Like, maybe one time, maybe twice, But after it happens like two times, shouldn't somebody be aware of that? Remember, hey, this is that spot where we usually fall apart. Let's really lock in right now.
I think that's the Indiana game that you referenced. I think that was, you know, they got down, what was it, 19? Fought. And then, you know, I think that was a different type of loss. But like it feels like, I mean, we see this. It happens so often in the first quarter. We've seen it happen in the third. We've seen it happen at different points in the game where a run comes and they can't respond. The games that they have responded have out, like they all stand out. Mm-hmm. The Indiana one, it's because, well, they did it. The Miami game stands out because it never happened. Right? Like you remember those far more than you remember the other ones because there's too many of the other ones to point them all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Minnesota, well, they came back. You know, the one they won at home and Malik Monk diving for the
lead. Yeah. I think we got to play a verse that day. I think we actually said they earned a victory that day.
I don't know if that's going to happen this year.
Jason Jones is going to join us. We'll talk to him. Last visit of the year from Jason Jones next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jason Jones going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Also, Alonzo Carter, the new head coach, the new head football coach for the Sac State Hornets, is going to join us coming up at 1:15 on Thursday. So make your plans to be with us. I believe this is going to be the first interview that Alonzo Carter does.
Yeah,
of course, he made news today. He's going to coach Arizona in their upcoming bowl game. So we'll talk to Alonzo coming up at 1:15 on Thursday. New Sac State Hornets head coach, as we welcome in our man, Jason Jones.
Oh my gosh, from the Athletic. Ever in. Bro,
what?
Just,
what are you
why every time it got to be like, something with the Dodgers?
You don't like my Athletics? What?
Why would you not support
that stupid
his business?
Hat.
Man, gosh, I'm just trying to, you know, stay employed, you know, trying to rep the company, hey, and I get all this hate and slander.
Turn over a new leaf in 2026, man. This is ridiculous,
what
is
that,
man.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
That means don't wear no more Dodger gear.
Why? Like, why would I do that?
Nobody want to see that, man.
Man, okay.
You're wearing a Royals hat.
Yeah, I love the game. I love the game.
I'll do that when you stop wearing Giant stuff. I mean, that's easy because I'd be ashamed to wear Giant stuff, too.
What are you talking? All right, man.
Man.
All right, man. Yo, get your boy.
You know, the baseball season ended like 2 months ago.
Get your boy.
No, that's my man.
The last baseball season is right around the corner.
Ended about 6 weeks ago. I mean, Kenny's season ended about 2 months ago, maybe three.
I wasn't going to point that out, but yeah, it's accurate.
Interesting stat. The last time the Clippers won a home game, the Dodgers were down 3-2 in the World Series.
Damn.
That's not good for the Clippers. That's just not good for the Clippers.
I saw that on the internet today. I was like, wow.
That is not good.
The home of the All-Star game, by the way.
Oh, man.
Do you know how much scrutiny is going to be on that owner and that organization? And I love that the NBA was quick to, well, we're not going to have the results from this whole aspiration thing till after the All-Star game. So don't bother asking questions because we got nothing.
Man, what do they do? What do they do? They can't stand Pat. They got to make some deals. Mm. There's no reason to. You don't have no draft pick. Like, what you got to do something to get into.
So watch that pick end up being like number one or number two.
I'd fall out. I would fall out.
Man. Yeah, I don't know what they do down there. I'm just like, every time I check their score, they're down by 15. It feels like.
Currently, they're. I mean, it's not a lot, but it actually is kind of bad. They've got the second worst record. They're tied with the Kings at 6-20. They're 4.5 games back of the final play-in spot. That is just.
It feels further. But hey, on the bright side, if you told the Kings in week one of the first game of the year, you'd have the same record as the Clippers going into Christmas, you'd have been like, okay, what's going on here?
Mm.
The Clippers are 6-20.
That's crazy. And you're right. They can't just sit.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They have to go get DeMar DeRozan, Jason. That's what they have to do.
That'll fix it. Bring DeMar all the way. Bring DeRoz all the way back home.
Yep.
He's too far from home, you know. Get him all the way back to L.A. County.
You know who's in the 10th spot? You guys want to take a guess?
Wait, is it? It's not Sacramento, is it?
No.
Oh, the 10th spot. No, the 10th spot.
And
Dallas?
No, it's the Utah Jazz.
Dude, they have the same record, don't they?
Dallas is 10-17. Utah is 10-15.
Oh, okay.
Well, Utah does this every year.
Wasn't Utah the one seed last year for
2 years ago?
Oh, 2 years ago,
or maybe even three. Because that's when our guy Will was like, "Watch out for Utah."
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, every year, the last 2 or 3 years, Utah does this, and they realize, "Hold up, we're tanking. What are we doing here? Let's start making some deals. Let's sit some people. We can't be doing this." Mm. And every year, the basketball guys reward them with like the 7th pick.
Mm.
That's right.
Well, the Kings get rewarded with nothing ever. ever.
It'll get better. I mean, I think.
You know, there's you know, with trade season here, there's a lot of talk about like how Scott Perry can truly, he kind of just has to wipe this all out and start over. I have a thought. I've had this thought before. This is not new. I'm repeating a previous thought that given the current circumstances, I don't know that Doug is going to be back. I whether it's Scott Perry's call, whether, you know, whatever landed Doug Christie the job, I just don't have a great feeling that Doug is going to get a second year to coach this basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do what I inevitably think they're going to do, this organization has to move on from 2001. Stop bringing in Chris Webber. Stop bringing in Bobby Jackson. Don't look to Sac State to hire Mike Bibby. Don't bring Vlade in to be an advisor. Don't bring Jason Williams in to be an ambassador. Just stop. They're legends. They're courtside guests. They're part of Fan Fest. All of that stuff. Stop bringing them in to have positions of power within this organization.
I don't.
You guys hate that idea so much. You have nothing to
say. Nah, I was letting Jason cook.
Yeah. I've said for years. That was 20-something years ago, and people act like that was like 3 years ago. It's was a long time ago.
I think the sad part is I think Jason and I had this exact conversation on a different radio station like 10 years ago. You just have to move on from this.
Because I remember there was I even wrote about it. There was a point where every game they were bringing somebody in. It's like, hey, he played on the team in 2002. Hey, and it's like, okay, we get it. That was a great time. It's over. At some point, you have to, you know, it's over. And there's no amount of nostalgia that's going to cover up the stench right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't, you know, like I said, you have a whole generation of Kings fans who have no connection to those guys. Mm-hmm. They only know what their parents tell them about them.
Right.
But think about it, Casey. Your kids don't know anything about Chris Webber.
No.
I mean, and so you've got all, you know, you got a whole generation of you know, fans who don't really care about Vlade. They know Vlade as an exec.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know Vlade as a player. You know, they have to talk about, you know, Doug and connection with the fans. A lot of these young fans never saw Doug Christie play basketball. They know him best as the guy from the Rick Fox clip. And even then, they weren't even alive.
Yeah.
And, or they it's just, yeah. You know, I think the Kings have used up all their equity by leaning into the early 2000s. I mean, there's nothing, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, who's left to bring in? Who's left to have an appearance? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with both of you guys. I agree with D'Lo and what he just laid out. And you made the caveat, you know, positions of power. Like, that's what we're talking about. I just think about it, it's like it's not mutually exclusive. Like, if they turn their – and this isn't what you said. But they turn their back on the early 2000s, I don't mean they're going to start winning.
No, you don't have to turn your back. They can come in and do appearances. You could do your autograph signs. You could stop giving them positions of power.
And I agree with
that. That's what I'm talking about.
I think they use that to cover up the stench. Think about it. If Doug Christie's name was, I don't know, Darren Jackson coach, fans would be calling for him to get fired for this. Mm-hmm. But because it's Doug, they won't. But I mean, just that whole meltdown last month where he goes off on the media, then on the players, you know, for that stretch where we don't play defense and not playing defensive players. And what's been kind of tough for me to watch is kind of to see, you know, I don't make social media the end all of everything, but to see some of the fans start saying, we're sick of Doug. Like, we're sick of hearing this. Like, he's got to go too. And he's not in a good position. I don't think anybody who's rational thinks this is a good team. But, yeah, I think if it wasn't Doug, there would have been even less patience for what's been on that court for the first 20-some-odd games of the season.
And they got a guy that can do, in theory, I believe, can do all of this that both of you guys are talking about. And that's Scott Perry. Scott Perry got no connection, no heart to a certain degree to any of these players, to any of these 2001 people. He's like, man, I'm here to do a job. And if that means everybody got to go, then everybody got to go. Like, I didn't draft Keegan Murray, even though he signed him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't bring Malik Monk here. I didn't sign Domas Sabonis. I didn't sign Zach LaVine. They can all go. Hell, to be honest with you, I know what you're saying. My belief, I didn't sign Doug Christie.
Mm-hmm.
I can let him go at the drop of a dime if I need to. It's not my guy. So I think that's the type of person you're probably talking about, Dame and Jason. Somebody that has no attachment to the past, no attachment to the current players that are here. Then it's just going to look at this thing like, how do I make this work? And
I'm kind of in the minority, maybe. I've always said if there was a guy from that era you were going to make a head coach, it would have been Bobby. I've always just gotten to know Bobby over the, and I'm not trying to sow division on the staff, but
no, I got you.
But Bobby's done the work. Bobby's been on the grind as a coach for a while. Doug is, I mean, relatively still learning this. I mean, Bobby coached in the G League. Bobby's been to different organizations. I thought that, you know, if you're going to give a guy a shot, and I liked about Bobby don't give a damn. Bobby will say what he wants to say. I remember years ago when we, I forgot, what was the dude's name? The second round, Jamias Ramsey. Remember him? We had a summer league press conference, and the Kings didn't want it to be said that he was hurt. They're like, where's Jamias? Bobby's like, oh, he's hurt. And they were like, oh. And Bobby's like, why would I lie about that? He's hurt. He's hurt. And I kind of like that attitude, but I'm almost, you know, it's almost a thing where you fear or think that if they've tried to go that way, because he's connected to this, it's like, you got to go too. Not because you did anything wrong, but we got to wipe this whole slate clean. I don't know, but I don't know what you do. But I do think there needs to be a reset in, you know, in focus of, you know, like I said, stop even away from those early Kings teams. Stop getting NBA players who you saw who were good in 2018 or 2019 and bringing them in like, okay, see, we have good, like, yeah. You know, you're not a team looking for veterans to put you over the top, you know. So a lot of this Kings team, like you said, you go with DeRozan and LaVine, you know, that's nostalgia. That's not winning today. A lot of that's nostalgia. And at some point, you got to say, you know what? We tried it. It didn't work. You know, but, you know, good luck trying to move all, you know. I always say they say there's no untradeable contract. But you got to figure out how to trade some of that stuff and try to gain some assets. I mean, they just have a they've compounded so many of their mistakes. You know, not, you know, when the best thing you got for De'Aaron Fox in that trade was Zach LaVine, that's a mistake. You know, that draft pick sent out there to the Spurs. I mean, there's some things that Scott had nothing to do with. So it's going to take some time to clean up, and it just sucks because outside of 1 year in the last, well, almost 20, all we've talked about around Sacramento is rebuild, 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 rebuild.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the only, I think, good thing that the Kings have going for them is there might be teams out there more desperate than they are. And that is the only reason I can figure Zach LaVine's name keeps getting linked to the Milwaukee Bucks. They're going to throw as much, what'd you say, lipstick on a pig. They're going to throw as much makeup as they can on this basketball team to try to convince, no, Giannis, you don't have to go anywhere. We're going to offer you a big contract extension this offseason. And they're going to do something stupid in the process. And that could be Scott Perry's chance to strike.
I mean, I bet everybody in Sacramento's got their fingers crossed. Like, hey, someone, the Clippers, someone's got to be desperate. And that Milwaukee thing is crazy. You see a report where Giannis is like, it's not me, it's my representatives. As if the representatives don't work for him. like, I have no idea why my agent keeps trying to get me traded. I told him to stop.
And as if, like, Giannis was shocked, too. What?
What do you mean?
Me?
These reports aren't from me. They're from my representatives.
I don't think, like, he recognizes how crazy that sounds.
I'm like, that is so bad. I'm like, you really thought you were like, that was a bar right there. It ain't me. It's them. Like, his agent just went rogue. I'm going to figure out a 2-week window in the office.
Went rogue.
Yeah, and Giannis is like, no, I don't want to play in New York. Stop trying to get me traded, or I'll fire you. And it doesn't fire him.
The idea that an agent goes, you know what? I'm going to piss off my biggest client today. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I've had a slow day. You know what I'm going to do? Giannis, you really want to be in Milwaukee, right? I don't care. I'm going to get you sent somewhere you don't want to be.
Yeah.
How do you think that plays out as far as this season goes? Do you think it's a in-season trade for Giannis, or is it more likely to be over the summer?
I think it's probably more likely to be over the summer, because the way teams do stuff now is you want to get to the summer when that next like year of draft picks are available in deals. And I just, I think it just probably makes more sense. I mean, you probably need a team like the Fay. Like, say the Knicks get to the playoffs and they're like a 2 seed and they just like flame out in the first round. Maybe now they're desperate. Maybe they say, okay, we have to make the deal now. So I think you just wait. I mean, there's no incentive to do anything now.
Yeah.
Plus, Giannis has been hurt half the year on top of that.
Yeah, but that other half, he was nasty.
Man
was bad. And,
and we've seen guys be injured, then get traded, and all of a sudden that health is wow. It's like you were playing 2K, you just subbed him out, and the Gatorade thing went full.
Turned into Cal Ripken. He just playing, just an Iron Man, playing every game.
He hasn't missed a game in 3 months. He couldn't play for 3 months. Now look at him.
Who's the best player in the NBA? Like the very best?
Jokic. I still say Jokic.
I made an argument for SGA earlier.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad argument. I mean, you know, I mean, based on the MVP voting the last couple of years, kind of flip a coin. I'd still say Jokic. Maybe I'm just partial to big guys. You know, I don't know. But I still think Jokic is the best player.
We said Jokic, SGA, and Giannis are on the same level. And just one level below, you start with Luka. Is that how you feel about that? Is that accurate in your eyes?
I'd put Luka up there with them, actually. I had a
hard time with that. Like, KC threw that question at me. I was just like, I had a really, really hard time figuring out if he was one of those guys.
I think what you've seen this year, that if he's healthy, your team is a top, you know, you're going to be a top three, top four team in your conference. To me, those four guys all guarantee you a top four seed just by their own, no matter what you put around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think kind of in that next tier might where you get to say Anthony Edwards, you know, who I think is like knocking at that. And the thing is, too, is just if you're talking about just based on the, like this season recently, where do you put Jalen Brunson?
Tier below Luka.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd good, put him. Though. Yeah, I don't think I'd really put him good. In this conversation.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Where you put Austin Reeves?
He's obviously up there with Jokic.
Well, since LeBron came back at the bottom, can't make a shot no more.
I mean, that was a wild ending in Phoenix.
That was
my man Dylan was so happy he made that shot, he cost him the game.
Yo, Dylan, really like nobody we've ever seen gets under the skin of a player like LeBron. Like, think of all your greats. Like,
yeah,
Reuben Patterson didn't have Kobe doing all this. John Starks didn't really have,
well
Reggie Miller got to
Reuben was smart enough not to run. I think in Dylan Brooks' mind, he really believes he's just as good as LeBron. And, like, he really believes this. Like, LeBron ain't nobody special. I'm Dylan Brooks.
But here's the thing.
Which I admire on some level.
Here's the thing. LeBron falls for it every game.
Every time they play. It's
every
weird.
Every single time.
It's weird.
I think what happened on the last game they played was Dylan fell for it. If Dylan makes that three over against any other player, I think he's cool. He made a game go-ahead three against LeBron challenging. That man didn't look at his teammates. That man went and found LeBron to go run up on it.
Mm.
Then he gets tall. I mean, yeah, this is cinema. I can't wait for those guys to play again.
Every time I'm watching.
Do you think LeBron fouled him?
Yeah.
I don't.
I thought he got him with the leg.
I also haven't seen the replay. I never saw the replay on that where they even debated if that was a foul. I've never even thought about that.
Once again, maybe a little bit of a cop-out. I've seen that called a foul a number of different times. He made contact with the leg while Dylan was still in the act of shooting. I thought it was a foul.
I'd have to go back and look at it. You know, either way, Dylan running up on him immediately after getting himself ejected, LeBron missing free throws.
Yes. That's the other thing. LeBron missed, what was it, 2 of 4 free throws at the end of that game?
My question was, if it was a tech, why was he shooting?
Well, I think J.J. Redick was asking the same question.
I'm going, what is he doing? Like, if it's a tech, I'm like, that should be Luka. Like, why is he shooting it? It's like, I felt like we were like in 2005 and 6 again. And he was proving he could make free throws late.
JJ like, was like, hey, what are you? Hey, hey. He was like LeBron when they had the wrong. That's our ball. That's our ball. That was.
That's a Marcus Smart. Like, oh my God, this is like a. That's an adventure.
Marcus. Yeah, Marcus is.
My man had a layup and threw the ball right back to the other. Like, what are you doing? Marcus. He's had about 4 or 5 of those this year. He had the. I didn't get both feet out of bounds on an inbounds late. And he almost lost that. I mean, yeah, they. Wild times in down in L.A. land. Wild times.
Not to mention Rich Paul saying these guys just aren't good enough.
I'm just like, and the LeBron defenders going, what's the big deal?
Let me ask, like,
who does that,
Jay? Why is Rich Paul hosting a podcast?
I don't know. I'm like, if then on the same podcast, your co-host pitches a trade to the Knicks, and he's like, okay. It's almost as if this is kind of planned.
It's almost like it's illegal.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing here? It's like,
New episode out, by the way. I saw a clip. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I saw it.
New episode. He'll just trash Pelinka just because. He'll trash like he'll be like, I don't know why they traded for Luka. I don't get it. He'll like
but some. He'll do it in a way where you'll have to rewind it to make sure that he actually was trashing him.
You're like, I'm not sure. Did he just say that they're not good?
I'm pretty sure he just said the Rob Lowe lookalike hasn't made a deal in years. I think that's what he said.
Did he really say that without me, the Lakers can't make a deal anyway because they can't negotiate?
If the Lakers finish top 3 in the conference, mm-hmm. is this Luka's, like, is this one of Luka's crowning achievements? Like, even more so than Dallas's? Because I don't think anyone really bought that Dallas run. But to come in here on a year that LeBron is on his way out, you know, either of the league or at least the Lakers, and to, you know, come in with the scrutiny of that trade and leading the Lakers to a top 3 team in an insane Western Conference with, you know, the 4 of the 5 best teams in the league are probably in the Western Conference. For the Lakers to be in that conversation, to me, feels like a big feather in the cap of Luka Doncic if that happens.
Yeah, before we did a little thing at work, picked the MVP. I picked him because I thought he'd be so angry about how things went down that he'd just be a monster this season. And he'd have the Lakers at a level above or a level or two above what most people picked them. I mean, I thought people picking the Lakers to be like 6th this year and 7th, which I thought was like, okay, that's a bit extreme to put, you know. But then again, people also thought the Clippers were going to be good. People thought Phoenix would be terrible. You know, so I mean, yeah, this is definitely, you know, just the way he's played all year. You know, he'll be top 5 in the MVP voting, I think, easy. You know, I think, you know, if you know, Oklahoma City goes like 72-10, it's going to be hard not to give it to SGA. But he's putting himself up there.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Nah, Lakers in general are better than I thought they would be this year. But going back to Rich Paul, after what we saw maybe against that Spurs team, was he right about the criticism of the Lakers, like in the playoffs, against athletic teams that have athletic wings, which is pretty much the top four teams at the very least in the West? You might even be able to throw Minnesota in there. The Lakers, for all of Luka's talent, LeBron, they don't have enough. They don't have what it takes. Was he right in that asset and in that assessment?
No, I don't think he's completely off. I think they do need some help on perimeter defense. But also at the same time, they also weren't playing Vando at all, who I think helps them with that. Not, you know, just, you got, you know, to give them some energy. They went through a stretch where they weren't playing Vando at all, and it felt like Laravia wasn't playing a lot. So I think, you know, if you got to go with what you got, is it perfect? No. I don't. I think they do have – that is their weakness. But it's also about matchups. I mean, to just say off the rip, they can't win more than one playoff series when you got LeBron, Luka, and Austin is – I think that's, you know, a bit of a stretch to make right now. But, you know, we got time. Somebody will get traded, you know. I think we're almost due for a cryptic LeBron tweet in the next 30 to 45 days.
Mm.
We haven't gotten one of those in a while. So I think we're due for one. It's been a long time since we got the cryptic LeBron tweet.
But the cryptic LeBron tweet usually leads to the front office making a move.
Mm. Yeah, and I think – I don't know if that'll happen, but, yeah. You know, I think it almost – you know, even though Rich wouldn't say it, you do have to wonder if part of this is that for the whole time he's been in L.A., things have been catered to LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're catering to someone – the younger guy. And they keep – I think the part that kept, you know, that kept catching me when they replayed that clip is they're building for the future as if they're tanking this year. It's like, oh, they're building for the future. Then LeBron wants to compete now. I mean, last time I checked the standings, they weren't, you know, 7-15. So it's like, I think they're trying to compete. And I think that's where I would push back with Rich would be the whole idea that they're building for the future as if they're not trying to win now.
What you think about the NBA Cup, man? So it could go. It's good. They're doing good this year. The teams are playing. Like, how do you feel about the NBA Cup at least this year?
It could go. I really don't care. I mean,
you're not into it.
No.
Oh.
Especially this game, the game tonight doesn't even count for anything. I mean, it doesn't. The stats don't count. It's like,
yeah, that is a part that I always forget. Tonight's like game actually doesn't count for anything.
It's like a mid-season play-in game. Like, you play this game and it looks all great. You get all these stats and, oh, yeah. Like, that was one of AD's crowning moments as a Laker, and it didn't even count statistically. Like, you think AD has the record right now for most points in a NBA Cup championship game? Like, Giannis, we had a triple-double in it last year. It doesn't matter. You know, Darvin Ham is like the NBA Cup king, and he's not even in the finals this year, so that's an upset. He had been undefeated for a minute in the NBA Cup. So I'm like, it's a cool little gimmick, I guess, but I think you look at some of the travel. I think there was a thing, I think Mark Stein tweeted it out today about how the Spurs travel. It's like they've been on the road for like 3 weeks at this point, with the cup, and I think he said that the Nevada is the 10th state they've played in the last 22 days. I think. So yeah, this is. I just wonder if what the overall benefit is, but I believe when Prime got into the NBA, that partly because they wanted to televise the NBA Cup. I guess it's not going anywhere, but. I wish there was more at stake than just money. Easy for me to say just money, but like, I don't know what else you can, you know, cause I mean, guys don't look exactly heartbroken when they lose, except Caruso was pretty mad the other night, but
yeah, they may not look heartbroken when they lose, but like, and I think that's why tonight was so appealing and why Saturday was so great. Like Wemby wanted to win. Mm-hmm. Like it was very, very clear. Victor Wembanyama wanted to win. He wanted to beat Oklahoma City. He wants to win this tournament. He wants to win every game he plays.
Yeah. Yeah, he's different. He's, you know, he's not normal. It's like, it's almost like he cares, which is, you know, different for a lot of guys. Sadly, I love the way he talks to the media. Everyone wants him to talk a certain way, and like, I like how he talks. I mean, what did Dirk say? A little too swaggy. I'm like, no, be that dude, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you like 7'5". We've never seen anything like. If anyone has the right to talk that way, or will have that right, it's probably him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like 7'5" with guard skills. Like, he's literally something that's created on. We've created on NBA 2K as kids growing up and laugh. Like, there's not going to be a guy this tall who could dribble. I mean, he's 7'5" shooting step back threes.
Ridiculous.
I mean, He's like Ralph Sampson, but like with the skills of a guard. It's just insane to watch. So I like his attitude. What do you think about, you know, ethical, whatever, the whole ethical basketball thing? Mm-hmm. Did he drop? I think the game needs more personalities. Mm-hmm. I think that's fun. I think that's good for the league. I like that Anthony Edwards talks, even though he'll say stuff you probably don't want him to say, but he says whatever. I like those guys. So go ahead and do you, Wemby. You know, should be, you know, it's always fun to watch him play. You know, because he just looks so different on the court. Like, he doesn't look like he belongs on the court. If you know what, I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's so much bigger than everyone. It's like, it just looks weird. like why? It just looks weird when he's out there. And I think he walked by me at All-Star Week, and I was like, the only other person who ever made me who was like that was like Sean Bradley. Mm. And Sean Bradley obviously wasn't that athlete.
Right.
You know, and then you get to watch, I guess, you know, was it last December when everything went awry in Sacramento, the De'Aaron stuff, the Mike Brown stuff. So you get to see, you know, De'Aaron's wife is tweeting about Mike Brown today. Like, oh my God. Man, how are the Kings catching strays in this? Like,
well, it's pretty easy. It's De'Aaron Fox versus Mike Brown. That's how they're catching
Kings
strays.
Kings catching strays today. It's just, I'm like, man, I think we had that thing. We did the whole ranking the cup floors, and one of our guys was like, Sacramento proud. What are they proud of? I'm like, dude, it's like, it's a different meaning. It's not like saying they're proud of how they're playing. It's about, I'm like, I give up.
Yeah, tell him I said, shut the hell up.
No, I'm trying to explain. I'm like, no one cares. No one wants to hear from
Jason's
me.
Jason's like,
that.
No one's listening to me.
I'm saying it's about the community, how it rallied for the team. They're like, shut up. They suck. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to.
All right. I'm not going to fight you over this, man. Forget it.
I'm like, dang, I want you to be clear, but okay, fine.
Casey in Sacramento told him, shut the hell up. Next time
I'll do it. And trust me, he won't care. Yeah.
Jay, it's our last visit of 2025. What was your favorite moment of the year?
I don't know. Probably something about Casey with his love for either the Lakers or the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Another
World Series.
This was a Lob City type lob here, and this is ridiculous. This is what I got
to
work against.
What he could have look, he how many he went to all of these he went to all of these wrestling events. I mean, he writes these great articles. It could have been anything. It just happened to be about the Dodgers. What did you think of the Saturday night main event finish? You will be the definitive voice in how we feel about this.
I think John did what he's supposed to in the business. My issue was that I don't think Gunther needed that push. He was already your heel. I'm like, you have this whole tournament to go the way you've always said you were going to go. I'm like, that spot could have went to somebody else.
Or just give us the happy ending.
Yeah. Which they were not going to do. My favorite part of that night was how they were booing Triple H at the end.
Lighten him up.
Yeah, he's got
it. Lighten him up. And then Mick Foley comes off the top rope today.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the hardcore legend.
Man.
Mick Foley was like, I'm sick of you guys. he's like, you guys go and coddle that man.
Well, with that said, I hope Mick has some money stored away because I don't want to see Mick going
I'm pretty sure Mick is okay.
How much are flannels now?
Well, I heard Mick is pretty frugal, so, and it's his favorite time of year. It's Christmas, so.
Yeah, you know, and then on top of that, you know, CM Punk does like wear pro teacher stuff, knowing what Linda McMahon does.
Yeah.
Cold world out there, but hey, you know, it's been all in all, I think it's been an okay sports year. You know, the Dodgers are great.
Yep.
Raiders are an embarrassment and a shame before God.
Yeah, that too.
You see Kenny Pickett set a record? What the record? Fewest amount of yards thrown for in a game with 15 completions.
Well, congratulations.
Bowers led them like with 6 catches for 28 yards. I thought it was a misprint. I'm like, what?
Goodness gracious.
For 28? Like, what were you doing? I turned that game off so fast. Like,
he might actually break that record.
31-0 twice in the same season.
That's tough. Yeah, they grabbed less than 100 total yards twice in one season.
I mean, this is like impressive. This is impressively bad, and they only play Houston next.
Yeah, that's
Oh my gosh. It. More or less 100 yard total yards in that game.
Vegas is like under. Gino's like, oh man, this shoulder. Oh man.
Jay, have a great holiday season, man. We appreciate you. Thank you for
Happy
everything.
New Year, take care,
man.
Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa, all that other stuff, you know, whatever you celebrate. Yeah.
No doubt. That's our man, Jason Jones, right there. Appreciate him as always. Appreciate you as always. We will see you here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, nobody.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.